I could recognise that my personality was changing almost. I was becoming more inward. I was always a very sociable person. I was becoming less sociable. I was becoming less motivated, less bothered about things, and more kind of consumed with food and weight loss.
Let's talk about the thoughts that go through your mind day to day.
When you restrict your food intake, when you start to restrict it quite drastically, all you think about then is food. So, you know, the first thing you wake up and you think about food. So it really did become an obsession. And because of that, everything else, I wasn't really applying myself to fully. So things that were very important to me before, when I was well and when I was healthy, become less and less important, and the focus become on food and exercise.
You almost talk about this idea of running on fumes, being aware but just carrying on, and slowly you're falling apart inside and then outside, presumably that starts to show.
When it starts off, you almost have this, you feel quite, I mean it sounds awful, but you feel quite superior. You think, okay, I can get by on this. This is fine, I can do this all the time. And it's almost like you have this ability that, or this willpower that other people don't have, and you put yourself above them. Of course, you know, you can only do that for so long before it starts to take its toll, you know, internally and externally, really. And then, you know, when the when it did become physically evident, that's when people sort of started to express concern.
This is when you enter a period of dishonesty, really, in the way that you interact with people, in the way that you behave secretively.
And that's when the anorexic voice really came to the fore and was definitely more prominent than my own voice. That's when it starts to get very serious, because that voice becomes so strong that it really dictates what you do. You lie to people about things that aren't even really associated with food, you know.
Is that when you're withdrawing from everything because your full focus is on maintaining a certain look, which you believe is only achievable from the things that you're doing, you know, not eating, over-exercising. Yes. So are you lying to be able to fully control everything that you do to stay in that routine?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot about routine as well. And if there's a slight thing that throws you out of that routine, it ruins your day. You know, it's that dramatic. And to anyone else, it just, you know, it's completely bizarre. But to the individual, if there is one thing that doesn't allow you to not eat that meal, or, you know, not have that piece of fruit or that piece of food, then that throws your whole day out. It puts you in a bad mood, and then, you know, you just want to kind of cut yourself off from everything and everyone. I'm well into my recovery, which is great, but it's a very, very bizarre, very interesting behavioral patterns that come with eating disorders, actually.
Your recovery is going very well. You don't look like someone that's gone through all of these things that we've been talking about, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But it's all been about positivity, which you've had to find and live every day. What positive thing have you been doing lately that's really helping?
Well, I think joining the campaign called Hungry for Change has definitely been a huge positive step for me. I mean, I know when I went into the recovery process, I knew that I wanted to create a positive out of the negative. And for me, that was to raise awareness about eating disorders, help to educate people, and ultimately try and help other people going through the same thing. And so when I found this campaign, this was something that, you know, I was really able to throw myself into. I have experience of it. I know it inside out. And I know that what I want to do is help others through it. So, I mean, that's been a very, very positive thing for me.